Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Is the Michael K. Show.
4 days in of homeschooling, I mean, you try to get a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old to concentrate for 6 or 7 hours.
Okay.
So that's what my wife is doing. And you really do get an appreciation, Donna Peter, when you take a look at doing it yourself.
Well, we tried today because we want to try to keep things on schedule.
What's the curriculum for the twins? They're two.
Well, we got flashcards, picture of a dog, what's this, a picture of an elephant, what's that,
right.
Shapes.
That's
shapes
what Nancy does
important.
With Don.
We had a breakthrough last night, the difference between a circle and an oval. You know,
you
all these
that.
Years I didn't know.
Wow.
This is the Michael K. Show.
Good for you.
Finally happened. Yeah, I was going to text you guys, but happened a little too late.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, great first hour. I want to remind you that no matter where you are, you can hear us anywhere. Click the Listen Live box on ESPNNewYork.com to listen online. Listen on the ESPN app or the TuneIn app on your phone, or ask your smart speakers to play ESPN New York here in 98.7 ESPN New York anywhere you go or don't go these days. Well, obviously the story of this week has been Tom Brady definitely leaving the Patriots, and it certainly seems as if he's headed to the Tampa area to play for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And we've had a couple of guests on that said, you know, it wears you. It wears you out. Being with Bill Belichick. After a while, you got to get away. So I told Andrew, I said, we got to talk to Damian Woody. He's been there. He's won championships there. And Andrew got Damian, and he's nice to join us now. Damian, Michael, Don, and Peter, hope all is well with you and your family right now.
Same to you guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. So let's start off with this point. Does it wear you out playing for Bill Belichick? Does it just sap every bit of energy out of you?
It's a grind. There is no question about that. I've always equated it as being in a dark tunnel the whole time. Even when you're winning, you don't feel like you're winning. And that's by design. He never wants you to feel comfortable. And that's kind of like Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells the same way. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's really what the whole coaching system is all about. It's, you know, whether you have those Wednesday meetings where he's just taking plays and just calling everybody out and just constantly on you about the details, it definitely wears on you. Now, granted, we've had a lot of success, won championships, but imagine if you're Tom Brady. You've been there 20 years. You're the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history. Okay, and this is your first time tasting free agency. I think at some point most guys, as accomplished as Tom Brady is, want to feel appreciated, want a little adulation. And so after 20 years in New England, he's finally getting that.
And my argument, Damian, is kind of to that tune, is that just to accomplish something, anything, without Bill, everything he's ever done as a professional has also shared that success and that limelight with Bill Belichick. Going to Tampa and making it to the playoffs, even if you fall short of a Super Bowl, is at least something on his resume that Bill can't take credit for.
And, Don, you're absolutely right. Listen, we're all in this profession, and we all have egos to a certain degree. And, you know, in this whole situation with Bill and Tom, we've always asked the question, is it Bill or is it Tom? I've had this question thrown at me 1,000 times by so many people out there. Don't think that both of those gentlemen hasn't had this wonder in their mind as well. Can I do it without Bill? Bill, can I do it without Tom? So we're going to finally see. And I think being an alpha that Tom is, he's embracing this challenge.
Damian, do you think that Belichick didn't want him back and that time kind of gave Belichick a soft landing spot by saying, you know, I just want a new challenge somewhere else? Could it have been that Belichick wants to move on?
I think that was the case some years ago when he drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. You got to understand, Coach Belichick has the same philosophy as Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh used to preach when with the San Francisco 49ers, it's better to get rid of a player a little early than too late. Okay, so when he drafted Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round, I mean that's sending out signals right there that, you know what, your tenure here in New England is coming to an end. Now, granted, Tom, you know, with his relationship with Mr. Kraft, ultimately had Jimmy Garoppolo dealt to the San Francisco 49ers, but I think Bill has always been plotting to move on from Tom at some point, and it's finally happened this offseason. I think that when Mr. Kraft said this whole process is going to go through Bill Belichick and I'm going to stay out of it, to me, that was a writing on the wall.
I know it's a difficult question, Damian, because we have no idea who the quarterback is going to be. But who are you betting on having a better season next year, the Patriots or the Bucs?
Wow. I'm going to go with the Bucs. I'm going to go to the Bucs, but I say it hesitant. I'm hesitant to say because I think everyone has been talking about the weapons. And granted, the weapons are great in Tampa Bay. You know, you got Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. You got the two tight ends that are really good. Ronald Jones the second. But here's the aspect that a lot of people are not talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, with everything going on in the country right now with the coronavirus, guess what? You're not at the facility. You're not practicing. You're not lifting. You're not training. Okay, the success that you have during the season, guess where it's created? In the off season. So now you got a 42, soon to be 43-year-old quarterback in a new system with a bunch of new weapons that the offseason is going to be adjusted, you know, greatly. So I think Tampa Bay is going to have more success, but this is something that we just haven't seen before, what's going on right now in the world.
Now, Damian,
I got to go back to the thing where you said it's like being in a tunnel, because that's fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. So you win Super Bowls there, and it doesn't seem like it's worth it because you played in other places where you didn't win. How different were the other places?
Well, here's what I'm saying here, Michael, is you finally hit the light when the confetti is coming down. That's when it hits you like, wow, okay. So that going through all of that made it good. But when you're in the grind of it, you're miserable. You're miserable. And it sucks, man, because, you know, like I said, we had a lot of success in New England. But you didn't feel it at the time. Only when you got the ultimate reward and winning the Lombardi Trophy, that's when it really hits you and getting your Super Bowl rings. But it's hard, man. It wears on you mentally.
So there's no happiness or laughter during the season, like after a big win or something like that.
Here's what I will say. What I'll say is this: we had a special locker room, great group of guys. So we had laughs, we had entertainment, we had, you know, on the plane rides and bus rides and, you know, to and from games that we enjoyed each other and we went out and stuff like that. But I'm just trying to tell you, man, just Monday through Saturday, it's a grind. Okay, it's a grind. And it's not like other places. I've only been to Detroit and the Jets, and they were totally different situations. Now, I'm not saying that only the New England way can win because there's different ways, but I'm just telling you from my experience being in New England, and other guys have said the same thing, that it's a grind during the season.
So you had more fun in the other places, but you didn't win Super Bowls.
No, what I will say is, Detroit was just miserable because we were just losing and we were just a bad team that was badly coached. Now, with the Jets, it was a different situation because Rex is a different cat. Rex is all about, I'm going to treat you like men, and we're going to go out here and we're going to have fun. And we did have fun because we won. Okay? Now, ultimately, we didn't win the Super Bowl while we were there, but we did have fun. There's more than one way to skin a cat, but all I am saying is, that environment, it wears on you.
So it sounds like it's like a quality of life thing almost, Damian.
Yeah, you could say that. You could absolutely say that. I mean, listen, you're on your toes every single day. Okay? Every single day you're on your toes. New England's not made for everybody. Not everybody can go in New England and get it done. We've seen so many guys. We've seen Chad Ochocinco go there, couldn't take it. We've seen Reggie Wayne go there, couldn't get it done. There's been a plethora of guys that gone in New England and they just said, you know what, can't do it.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAP customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-120.
Was Tom like the still a clear and decisive leader in New England? Or is it like there is no clear and decisive leader in the locker room because that clear and decisive leader is Bill Belichick?
Well, Bill Belichick is the one voice in the building. So I always tell people, whatever you hear from the players, it's regurgitated from Bill. So he's the guy. But within that, you have leaders. You had the Tom Brady's, you had the Teddy Bruschi's, you had the Willie McGinnis, the Mike Vrabel's. You know, the list goes on and on. But there's one voice in the building, and that's Bill Belichick.
So let me get this straight, though. I'm talking with Damian Woody. He's nice enough to join us today. Like, there's a practice. You're walking off the field. Can you, like, Damian Woody walk up and slap Bill Belichick on the backside and go, "What's up, Bill?" Or is that no go?
Well, I'm not comfortable with that. I didn't really see anything like that. Now, listen, I will say this. Bill does have a personality. What you see in the press conferences, he does have an other side. He makes jokes occasionally and all those type of things. But we're there for business. You're there to work. It's definitely not playtime. I can tell you that much.
So, I mean, it must have been like a stark reality difference between Bill and Rex.
Oh yeah, it was totally different. It was totally different. You know, Bill leads with a heavy hand. That's just the way, you know, that's the way it is. But it works. But like I said before, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Okay? Rex Ryan, totally different guy. Rex Ryan, his mindset was, don't think of me as your head coach. We're all in this together. I'm just one of the guys. That's the way Rex, you know, that was his mindset. We're all in this as one. We had fun. We did our work. We had a veteran team. So he didn't have to worry about, is this guy going to prepare? No, we prepared our butts off. And that's why we had success while Rex was the head coach.
Is there enough there to learn, enough room to get better for Tom that Bruce Arians can get even more out of Brady at 43?
Well, I think Tom's mindset is he can always get better. You know, his whole thing, you know, it goes back to, I don't know if you guys have ever heard Tom say, people ask Tom, "Well, what's your favorite suit? You know, what's your favorite ring?" He always says, "It's the next one." Because there's always another level. Now, you're also battling Father Time, so Tom is against him. So I'm sure with Tom, he's looking at a situation like, okay, I've been in this system in New England for 20 years. Now I get a taste of something totally different. A head coach in Bruce Arians, who's quote-unquote a quarterback whisperer, guy who works well with quarterbacks. He's worked with Peyton Manning. He's worked with Big Ben Roethlisberger. He's worked with Carson Palmer. So this guy knows offense. He knows how to put his quarterbacks in a great situation. So you combine him and Tom, for Tom, that might be a great challenge, another great opportunity for him.
Now, Damian, Al Leiter is listening to the show, and he just texted me. And I want to tell you, he said that Damian Woody is spot on. You're always worried about the next game, the next win, and when you're on a championship-caliber team, it's only about the championship. Anything less is a failure. That's greatness. I've always said it's really not fun. I hate it when people would say, just have fun.
Well, listen, Michael, it doesn't matter the sport. I mean, it's the mindset. It really is. Like, to me, the losses hurt. The losses weigh more on me than the actual wins. Like, I remember the losses, the painful losses. The two AFC championship games, they weigh on me more than the two Super Bowls that I won. Okay? That's the mindset that I had. And imagine having that mindset every single week in New England, where you're just in a meat grinder every single week.
I would think, Damian, that playing for Buck Showalter is like that, because Buck Showalter once told me, he said, I don't find the joy in winning. He said, the reason I want to win is because losing hurts so much.
It does, man. Losing does hurt, because think about this. I don't know how it is in other sports because they play so many games. But in football, you only have 16. It's about to be 17 in a couple years. But you only have 16. So imagine the environment that I talked about in New England. You're grinding, you're practicing hard, you're hitting. This is when they really did hit, not like now. And you go out and you play a game and you lose. You don't have an opportunity to redeem yourself for another week. That's why it's just losing hurts more than the winning.
Yeah, was it Joe Graziola said it? I don't know if he coined it, but he said it, that losing hurts more than winning feels good.
That is absolutely, I totally agree 100%, because when you lose, you feel like you wasted a whole week. You feel like
you think that Tom Brady will have more of an appreciation of Bill and the way Bill did things when he's playing for somebody else?
It depends on how he feels about Bruce Arians coaching. I've always said, bad coach, there's a lot of bad coaching. And I'm not saying Bruce Arians is a bad coach, because I think he's a hell of a coach. But when you've had great coaching, boy, it's so easy to tell the difference between great coaching and bad coaching. So he'll know right off the top, like, why are we not doing it this way? Why are we not talking about this situation? Why are we not, you know, applying all these different things that I learned in New England? And I think he'll recognize that, yeah, Bill was the greatest of all time.
Great stuff, Damian. Thank you for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Take it easy.
All right, stay safe. It's interesting, and I think that when you play for taskmasters, there's not a lot of fun. I think that Buck Showalter got different as he got older, but I saw him with those years with the Yankees. I mean, everybody was on edge, and that's the way he wanted it. And I think that's why Joe Torre was the natural guy to follow up from Buck Showalter, because Joe Torre was not that way, and they still won championships. Joe Torre, the team had fun. They loved Joe Torre. Loved him. Like, he was like their father or their uncle. They looked at Buck as their boss. So I think that's a significant difference. But I think if Tom doesn't win, though, he's going to say, you know what? It might have been better being suffocated and being coached the right way than to do it this way. He might be in for a rude awakening. But if they win in Tampa Bay, but then he'll probably look back in New England and go, why did I have to be miserable for 20 years?
But think about it, Michael. I mean, we respect Gary Myers. We respect Damian Woody. And both said that Tampa might be better than New England next year. So how do we know how Tom feels about the direction the Patriots are going in? I mean, maybe he really looked at that December and how things fell apart and said, I think this there isn't any more championships,
Michael,
here. I'm not going to win here.
Michael and Trey Wingo are the only two psychopaths who are so sure that the Patriots are going to be great next season. Everyone else seems to know, Don, but we know.
That's a problem.
That what we saw last year at the end of the year was a team that just wasn't that talented and the wheels fell off. Apparently, they think, I mean, I guess it just speaks to how highly you think of Bill Belichick.
I said this earlier in the week, Peter. The fact that he's going to be playing on a team that he's not going to be able to work out with, that's going to have a negative impact.
Well, I mean, the ball was rolling way before this crisis took place, right? So, and we have to at least admit now, with some more information that's come down over the last 48 hours, that there may not have necessarily been a landing spot in New England for him anyway. But I think the ball started rolling in him leaving that, you know, I don't think he even considered the coronavirus and camps opening late and not having enough time to work under a new system in mind when he finally ultimately made the decision. And I don't think Tom's putting all his eggs in 2020. You know, I think Tom wants to play beyond 2020, and all right, if he can't get the most out of the situation next year, and then in 2021, you know, they'll have another chance at it. I think he's got enough confidence in himself to believe that he can still play in this league at 44, 45 years old.
All right, Peter, it's 420. It's the beginning.
Oh boy.
Of Drop Madness. You could vote right now on Twitter at TMKS ESPN. They're up right now. Peter, tell us the matchups.
That's right. TMKS ESPN on Twitter. If you want to vote, Drop Madness, guys. I really do want to see the best voter turnout we've ever seen in the Michael region. You have the one seed.
The most effective quarterback was Taysom Hall.
Up against the 16.
Y'all know damn well you wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight.
And then you, of course, have the 8 versus the 9. We'll start with the 8.
I hate everybody except my family.
Up against the 9.
So there's the facts. There's your facts, Jack. Bye.
Do you ever hear yourself and realize what a lunatic you are?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underrated lunatic.
A big underrated lunatic. Then in the Peter region, you have the number 1 seed.
Okay.
Up against the 16.
Bill Kirchenbauer.
The 8 seed.
Please don't hang up. Please listen.
Against the 9 seed.
Grab your pocket square.
Then, in the Don region, the 1 seed.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
Against the 16.
You want to be like Alan Alda?
Yeah.
That's I'm going to hate to see it go, because it's a great drop. The 8 seed against the 9. Here's the 8.
Nice back pedal. Hamstrings must be pretty strong after that.
Against the 9.
Eli would never do an interview with GQ. Just talking about getting the peanuts again.
That I got to tell you, that's a tough matchup.
I want that one out.
I think that's the best matchup of the first round. Then you have the 1 seed in the other region.
Just take the L.
Up against the 16.
See you guys.
What was that again, Buster?
See you guys.
Thank you. So good. Then you have the 8 seed.
No.
Up against the 9.
You beckoned and I answered.
Morris and Edith in a clash of the Titans in the first round. Go vote TMKS ESPN on Twitter. The voting will go until 6:20. I'll announce the winners during ENN.
Love it.
Did Michael die?
Michael. He's taking it all in.
I'm Sully.
Oh, no. Sounds like something worse than that. Michael?
Well, we'll try to correct all that, but I think we've got some great voting.
Don, considering it's you, it's your region, that's the deepest it's ever been. Do you have a favorite? Is it the 1 seed, the Eric Weddle?
Yeah, because there's a lot that goes into that. We'll tell the whole story. If that wins, there's a story behind that drop that I don't think a lot of people know. I will reveal the entire story if that ends up winning the whole thing.
It's like 30 for 30.
Very, very strong. All right, we got a strong show moving forward, hopefully with Michael. Mike Reese from up in Boston, talk show host, certainly knows everything that's going on with the Boston area and where Tom Brady fits. You know, we were talking off the air, Peter. If you had a Mount Rushmore of Boston sports stars, that's a tough four. And Tom Brady's got to be on it, right? I mean, he's got 6 championships. You got Bill Russell. You got Bobby Orr. You got so many really great players. Teddy Ballgame. I mean, there's so many guys that you can go and have on there.
Well, what a change. I saw a headline yesterday, though. I mean, what a change to lose. And I'm not putting them in the same category. But to lose Mookie Betts and Tom Brady within a few months, pretty crazy.
No, very, very difficult. And who knows what's going to happen with the NHL season with the Boston Bruins, the best team in the NHL when we suspended things. They may miss a championship because of that. So just what's going on in Boston, though, with Tom Brady? Who do the fans blame that Brady's gone? Is it Bill? Is it Kraft? Is it Tom? Mike Reese will join us coming up next. It's the Michael Kay Show on Yes, and of course on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.